Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, J.J. Serbeck, the president of the Community Emergency Response Team in Encinitas, California, talks about how the CERT program began and the types of life-saving skills you can learn through the CERT's in-depth training program.
CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team, and it was created by the federal government, by Homeland Security, after 9/11. And it really came to prominence after Katrina. The idea is that when you have a disaster of a large magnitude, let's say, you know, Katrina or a major earthquake that covers a wide area, then it is clear that the normal emergency services and their structures are overwhelmed and they're not able to handle the load. They cannot respond to all the needs. So the idea is that if across the country, a number of citizens are trained to be what I would call the second line of defense in case of massive disasters, they can come into the picture and help the many people that the emergency services cannot reach.
And how did you get involved with the CERT program?
Well, I had read about it, and I got involved because I live in California, in the San Diego area. In the back of my mind, it's always been a possibility of a major earthquake. When you read reports by bona fide seismologists and a lot of scientists, they keep saying and repeating that it's not a question of if, it's a question of when there will be a very large earthquake in all of California or large parts of California.
Did you go through CERT training especially for earthquakes?
They don't specify that. The CERT program is non-generic in the sense that they talk about all sorts of earthquakes, including terrorism activities, hazardous material disasters, and that kind of thing. But I think the CERT teams across the country, by definition, tend to focus on what is the most likely type of disaster they have in the area. For instance, in Florida, it's a hurricane. They're really focused on that, naturally. In the Midwest, it's tornadoes. And here in California, or the North Pacific area, it's earthquakes.
So can you walk me through the training process? What things are you exactly trained in? A triage, first aid, what do you cover in those classes?
The normal curriculum, the course that was put together, contains 8 or 9 modules. They cover the whole gamut between, you know, disaster psychology, first aid, light search and rescue, fire control, and all sorts of things that relate to a disaster situation. These courses are given over a period of, it's about a 20-hour course, and sometimes more, sometimes less, depending where it is being taught.
What do you feel are some of the benefits that you have learned by doing the CERT training?
On the one hand, I feel that I have definitely learned a few things, especially how to get people out of debris and, if at all possible, how to do basic triage and stuff that I think will be helpful, hopefully, when the time comes. But it also has left me really wanting a lot more information. I think what we have, the training that is provided, is good, but it's fairly elementary. If one were to, you know, hypothesize and think about the possibility of a large-scale earthquake, say, here in California, the fact of the matter is that the CERT people are going to find themselves, wherever they are when the earthquake strikes, pretty much isolated and on their own, trying to cope with the situation they have around them. One of the weaknesses, I think, of the program is that we are not provided with communication gear, for instance. And that is, I think, a very, very important element of being able to help others. So we are, in our group, we are focusing on that. We are focusing on defining what type of communication gear we want, and everybody's going to get one, and we're going to train each other on how to use it, so that if the time comes, or when the time comes, we'll be able to contact each other right away.
Come back next week to listen to the second part of this interview with the president of the Community Emergency Response Team in Encinitas, California, J.J. Serbeck, which features tips on Red Cross classes and the small steps you yourself can take to get prepared. If you're interested in signing up for a CERT program in your area, visit the Citizen Corps website, which is www.citizencorps.gov/CERT. For more additional emergency preparedness tips, head to whathappensnow.com and click on Be Prepared.